This Rush Hour catch-up podcast is built tough, like the new look Mazda BT50. For the school pickup, for the early run home, for the still stuck at work, welcome. This is the Rush Hour with Lisa and Pete, Perth's Mix 94.5.
Imagine you're on your flight to the Maldives, and instead of having the kids in your lap, you can just drop them off at the creche on the plane. And then maybe you might go for a bit of a gym sesh in between the flight as well. That is what we could be looking at as Qantas sends out these suggestions. For more on this, we're joined now by Geoffrey Thomas, aviation expert at The West. Hi, Geoffrey.
Hey, Pete. How are you? Hey, Lisa. How's it going?
Good.
Now, you've been on some of these long flights. First thing that comes to mind that you would like to see included?
Well, I think the children should go straight into the creche, which will be in the cargo hold, and usage of duct tape, and that would make a great difference.
I'll tell you what, mate. We had our first ever flight with Mila. At that stage, she was about 18 months, and that was last year, just over to Brisbane, and. Yeah. Like how she was on that flight, I actually don't blame people for getting on board and going, oh no, there's a baby on board. Oh jeez. Like I, and that's coming from a dad. Like it was hectic. So I would love to see a crash.
Yeah. Well, look, it's interesting, but it's an interesting point you make, Pete, because about 70% of people have some degree of fear of flying.
Yeah.
And for 30%, it's quite severe. So that tension in the mother, it gets picked up by the child straight away, and that sets the child off. So it's a very stressful situation for the poor parents, particularly the mothers. And, of course, going through an airport these days, they did some tests on people going through Heathrow Airport a few years ago, and they found the stress levels on passengers was higher than a Formula One racing car driver.
Wow.
Oh, that's
insane. It's amazing stuff that they've discovered about the stresses of an airport, security, all the hassles, which way do I go, people everywhere. So by the time they get on board an aeroplane, whether they've got a fear of flying or not, they're stressed to the max.
Yeah.
And the poor little kiddies are feeding off that stress, and, you know, the whole thing becomes a slippery slide into a very noisy flight, unfortunately.
So put them all together in one spot.
Yeah.
Now, Geoffrey.
Getting back to this thing, it's, they're surveying all these passengers to say, what do you want on an aeroplane?
Go on.
I was going to say, an exercise zone, probably not a bad idea, considering we know the dangers of long-haul flying and DVT, you know, deep vein thrombosis.
Well, yes, except there's also the danger of the weights and the dumbbells flying around
the cabin.
Like, seriously, would that be...
just an exercise bike,
How would that work? Would it be... Because it wouldn't be free weights for sure, but there are machines where the weights are actually attached to the machines as well. So,
I don't
like,
think
what's...
Weights.
Yeah, you know, it wouldn't go that far.
Well, the thing is, as someone at the West said to me this morning, when they were looking at the story, they said, well, that's all very well, but you need a shower then afterwards to freshen up and get rid of all the perspiration. So,
that's true.
You'd imagine sitting next to somebody for a 17-hour flight and they say to you, listen, 1 hour in, I'm just going to go and do an hour in the gym and come back and sit down next to you. You think, oh,
good
no.
Good point.
Geoffrey, what about a spa? Like I'm talking about like an in-house spa on a 22-hour long flight.
That would be too heavy.
Like as in a you could go get a massage for an hour, like
that'd be
sort of thing.
Well, actually, Lisa, you've hit the nail on the head. The weight of the water is a huge factor.
Yeah.
And cleansing. You know, if you're going to recycle it, there's all sorts of issues about getting it purified again and all that sort of thing. So weight is a huge issue, obviously, and that's one of the reasons why on these, and for the listeners, these ideas are for these ultra long haul aeroplanes of 20, 21 hours that Qantas is trying to get Boeing and Airbus to build for them. And that would do Los Angeles, Perth. It would do Sydney, London, Sydney, New York, real long haul flights.
Yeah.
But one of the things is they can't carry cargo because of the weight. So what they're talking about is putting beds downstairs in the cargo area, which they already do for flight attendants.
Yeah.
That's where their crew rest areas are typically down in the cargo area. And, you know, economy passengers or premium economy passengers could pay a small fee to have a bed for 7 or 8 hours or something like that.
Nice.
That would work.
Yeah, that'd work.
All right, Jeffrey. Well, thank you, mate.
Always a pleasure.
Yeah, thank you very much for your time.
No worries at all.
It's the Rush Hour with Lisa and Pete.
Yeah, shout out to our mates at Mazda. If you need an afternoon pickup, you need a ute that's built like a BT50.
A 133353.
The Rush Hour with Lisa and Pete.
We are after your biggest sea change stories. This off the back of a bloke by the name of Grant Ryan, who, along with his partner, have just scored the gig to be the lighthouse caretakers at Matsuka Island, which is about 6 km off the coast of South Tassie. And he used to be in the fire extinguishing sprinkler business, installing that stuff in building and construction. And now he's like, nah, I'm going to go over there. I'm gonna look after this place. It's going to be great.
You'd get your calves fit, wouldn't you?
Your calves fit?
Your calves.
Like walking up
all
and down.
Walking up and down. The,
yeah, like the rocks.
The lighthouse. No, the lighthouse. Inside the lighthouse.
Yeah, of course. There's that part of it, isn't it? That's the whole point of taking care of a lighthouse.
Yeah.
We got Sasha in Kewdale. Tell us about your story of a sea change.
Hi. Ours was more of a river change. We swapped the Swan for the Mekong. My husband, before we had our little kids, we zoomed off to Vietnam and my painter husband ran a bar in Ho Chi Minh City.
Oh, my God, how exciting. But it sounds like a movie.
It was very exciting and crazy and beautiful. Not quite the relaxing lifestyle of the lighthouse kids.
Yeah.
But definitely an adventure and something completely different.
Good for you. That's quite an adventure.
Whose idea was it, Sasha? Was it him? Did he come to you with that idea saying, I've just come across this?
Came along with my idea. He's very well behaved. He came along with my idea for an adventure and I got a contract over there that
very
he came
good.
With me. Yeah. It was very cool.
Awesome.
Very cool.
Thanks, Sasha.
Cool. Thanks, Sasha.
All right, Terry and Ellenbrook, tell us about your sea change story.
Hi, I was a sales manager.
Yes.
Earning 6 figures, away every 2 weeks, hated KPIs, had everything.
Pressure.
Packed it in, became a dog groomer, a mobile dog wash.
Oh.
No kidding.
More calming? Much more calming.
It is amazing. Every Monday morning I check myself and go, this is why I do this. This Monday, I had a beautiful golden retriever. He came running around the corner to meet me. He was so happy. Normally, Monday mornings in a KPI meeting, you've got to front up with everything. It's just the most amazing job.
Yeah, no KPI, just canine.
Yes, absolutely.
Fantastic, Terry.
Terry, that's amazing.
With you from 3 p.m. weekdays, it's The Rush Hour with Lisa and Pete on Perth's Mix 94.5. The Rush Hour catch-up podcast was built tough, like the new look Mazda BT50.